Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas! You're listening to Daily Hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring our special Christmas series called God's Great Christmas Gift to You to a close. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend time with us celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2020 Prayer Journal based on the theme, Growing Your Prayer Life, a great resource to help you make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called God's Greatest Gift to You.
When Jesus died on the cross for you and for me, that was love in the first degree. Don't you think that if there'd been any other way for you to get into heaven, God would not have sacrificed himself? He would not have come to earth as the Son of God? There is no other way. There's no way you're getting into heaven without a Savior. It's perfect and you're not. I'm not perfect. And so what actually happens when I trust Jesus Christ, when I receive God's Christmas gift? Well, here's what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God took the sinless Christ, Jesus never sinned because he was God, and poured into him our sin. In other words, he took it on himself. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. What a deal. What a deal. I call this the great gift exchange, only I have no gift. My gift to God is my sin. God's gift to me is forgiveness. What a deal. Jesus, who is perfect, takes all my imperfections, all my weaknesses, all my faults, all my sins. That is the greatest gift you're ever going to receive. You just have to accept it. The greatest passion. God so loved you, the greatest present, that he gave his only son. Now we look at the third phrase in this sentence, and it's the greatest proposal. God has an incredible offer for you. At Christmas time, you get deluged with tons of offers for weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, a few years back, I decided to save every Christmas catalog that I got. Starting way back, I started getting them like at Halloween. And when Christmas was over, I had 114 catalogs. I weighed it. It was 40 pounds worth of catalogs. And I was amazed at the target marketing. It didn't take Big Brother to figure out the first one to send to me. I figured out that I could save thousands of dollars, but I'd have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I couldn't afford the savings that they were offering me. But God has an offer. God has a proposal that you can't afford to miss. And here it is, that whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, shall not perish. Now, that's a promise, but with every promise, there's a premise. There's a condition, and God makes this proposal to you, and there's a promise with it. But notice who this offer is for. Whoever believes in him, whosoever. But that means everybody and you. Titus is a book in the Bible, and in chapter 2, verse 11, it says this, the free gift of eternal life is offered to everyone. Now listen, regardless of your religious background, you may be Jewish, you may be Buddhist, you may be Baptist, you may be Hindu, you may be Catholic or Protestant or pagan or no religion at all, Jesus still died for you. It says to everyone, doesn't say if you're such and such religion, it says Jesus died for you. Acts chapter 10 in the Bible, verse 35 says this, it makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door is open. Regardless of your ethnic background, regardless of your economic background, regardless of your educational background, this offer is to you. In our church, we speak 168 languages. 168 languages. That's more than the United Nations speaks. You know, it's amazing grace for every race. Why? Because Jesus is an equal opportunity Savior. This proposal is for everyone. No matter your religion, your background, your ethnic, you're welcome in God's family if you receive His Son by faith. Now, notice how you accept God's proposal, how you accept God's offer. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, there on your outline says this: if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, that's what Easter's all about, you will be saved. Okay, I want you to be sure of your salvation this Christmas. I want you to receive the gift of God's salvation this Christmas. I don't care how many times you've been to church or never been to church, you can receive God's gift of salvation for you this Christmas. It's the greatest gift. Now, how do you do it? First, it says confess Jesus is Lord. Now, that's a word we don't use much today because we're not in a feudal system where we say lords and ladies and knights and counts and vassals and kings and queens. We live in a democracy today, so we don't have lords today. The better word for that means manager, boss. God wants to be the manager of your life. Jesus wants to be the CEO of your life. He wants to be the Lord. It means He's in control. When you accept God's grace, you put on a sign that says, I'm under new management. I'm not managing my own life anymore. I'm trusting God to lead me, to guide me, to direct me. So first, I confess that Jesus is going to be the manager of my life. And second, believe. Now, believing is more than knowing. I mean, I believe in Tom Cruise, but I don't know Tom Cruise. I believe in Shakira and Lady Gaga, but I don't know them. But I believe in Jesus. I know Him personally. The word there in the Bible is a Greek word called pistuo. Pistuo means believe, means it's the word translated believe. It means to trust in, to commit to rely on, to have a relationship with. You know, for instance, I believe that Hitler existed, but I don't think he was a good man. He was an evil man. But I believe in Jesus Christ, and I have trusted in, and I've given myself to, and I let Him lead me. A lot of people say, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, so does the devil. But you're not going to find the devil in heaven. Why? Because it means I've committed to. I know some famous people, but I don't really know them. I just know them in my head. I don't know them in my heart. Some people will miss heaven by 18 inches because they know about God. So, oh yeah, I believe Jesus existed. I believe He's the Son of God, but they don't know Him in their heart. They don't have a friendship. They don't have a relationship. They've never committed their life to Him. What did Jesus come to do? Well, He came to die for you, but John 12:47 says this, I did not come to judge the world, Jesus said, but I came to save it. If you didn't need a Savior, believe me, Jesus wouldn't come. The only way you're getting into heaven is by accepting the Savior that God sent. And it's a free gift. That's the greatest Christmas gift, regardless of what you've done. See, it's not what you've been that matters. It's not where you've been. It's the direction your feet are headed right now.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Anything that you give today will be matched up to $100,000, so contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of this great resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
So we've looked at three parts of this great gift for you. The greatest passion, God so loved you. The greatest present, that he gave his son. The greatest proposal, that whoever believes in him will not perish. And then the fourth part of the greatest present is the greatest promise. Will not perish, but look, notice, have everlasting life. Now, what is everlasting life? Well, it's far more than just heaven. It's far more than just living forever. Yes, heaven is included, but the life that God wants to give you is a three-dimensional life that includes past, present, and future. Past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. 1 Peter in the Bible, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says this, because Jesus was raised from the dead. After he died, he came back alive on Easter to show who he really was, split history into AD and BC. Every time you write a date, you're using Jesus' resurrection as the point, focal point. It's BC or AD. Jesus was raised from the dead. We've been given a brand new life. That means starting over, not a new leaf, a new life. And we have everything to live for. That's purpose, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. See the three dimensions, past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. How many of those dimensions are you really living? Has your past been forgiven? Do you have a purpose for living? Are you certain of your home in heaven? That's the kind of life, three-dimensional life, God offers to you as his Christmas gift to you. When do you start? Now. Why would you put it off? Why would you wait one more day to have your past forgiven, to get a purpose for living, and to get a home in heaven? Plus, not only that, you become a part of God's family. God's family is the church that he's going to take to heaven when he comes back the second time. When he comes back the second time, he's not coming back as a baby. He's coming back in all of his glory to take his family with him to heaven. I want you to be a part of that family. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 says this, God's unchanging plan has always been, it's always been, to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. See, everybody's created by God. Everybody is loved by God. God has a purpose for every person's life, but not everybody is a part of God's family. You've got to be adopted into it. You've got to ask God to accept you in his family. You've got to trust his son. You've got to accept his Savior. You've got to put your faith in him. You're not in his family. You're loved by him. You're created by him, but you're not his family until you accept his Christmas gift to you. Now, what keeps people from accepting the gift of God, the Christmas gift of God? Well, one of them is, one reason is doubt. And they go, well, I have my doubts. Let me tell you a little secret. You don't have to have all your doubts resolved to accept the Lord into your life. You know, I wish I'd learned this a long time ago. I would have accepted the Lord much sooner. I used to think I have to have all my doubts figured out. There are many things I don't understand, and I doubt, why did God do that, and why did God do that? You know, you enjoy a lot of things you don't understand. I don't understand the chemistry of digestion. It doesn't keep me from eating a good steak. I don't understand internal combustion. It doesn't keep me from driving a car. I don't understand how radio and TV waves can go through the air, and I can turn on a button and see a picture. I don't understand that, but it doesn't stop me from watching TV or listening to the radio or using the internet. There's a lot of things I don't understand. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just, in simple faith, say, God, I give as much of myself as I understand to as much of you as I understand. One time there was a guy who came to Jesus, and he wanted Jesus to heal his daughter. And the Lord said, well, do you believe? And I love the guy's honesty. He said, Lord, I want to believe. Help me with my unbelief. Jesus said, that's good enough. And bam, he healed his daughter. You can come to God and say, God, I want to believe. Help me with my doubts. Help me with my unbelief. Doubt can cause you to delay. Don't make that mistake. The other thing is hurt. You know, everybody experiences hurts in life. And when we get hurt, we often build barriers. We can build them even against God. Because I'm mad at God for something that happened in my life. I don't know how you've been hurt. Maybe you've been hurt by a job. Maybe you've been hurt by your parents or your family or by a marriage or by an ex. Maybe you've been hurt by religion. Maybe even been hurt by a church. Maybe even this church. Don't let that keep you from receiving God's Christmas gift. Really, you only need one reason to believe. You only need one reason to accept God's Christmas gift to you, and it's this. God loves you. He so loves you. I want to say John 3:16, and in your mind, I want you to put your name in there. So let me say it like this. For God so loved, put your name in there. For God so loved Bill or Mary or Sherry or Tom, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten son, that if, put your name in there, your name, believes in him, he will not perish, but put your name in there. You will receive eternal life. Are you ready to accept God's Christmas gift to you? There's not a better time than right now. 2 Corinthians is a book in the Bible, chapter 6, verse 2 says this. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he's ready to save you. Not tomorrow, today. So I'm going to pray a prayer. And here's what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to pray for you. And then I want to lead you in a Christmas prayer. And I want to ask you to say this in your heart. You don't have to say it aloud. God knows what you're thinking. He knows every thought you've ever had. He knows what you're thinking right now. So let me pray for you. And then I'll ask you to pray with me. Let's bow our heads. Just say something like, let me pray for you first. Father, I want to thank you for your amazing love and for your amazing grace. And there are people listening to this right now who know about you. They know, Jesus, that you exist, but they've never really begun a relationship with you. They've never experienced your power, your forgiveness, your pardon. They've never experienced your purpose in life. And I pray that you'll give them the greatest Christmas gift today, as you've promised. Now you pray. In your heart, say something like this. Just say, Dear Jesus, just say that in your mind. Dear Jesus, I don't understand everything, but I want to thank you, God, for loving me. And I want to thank you, for Jesus, for coming to earth for me. And I want to thank you for giving your life for me, for dying for me, so that all my sins could be forgiven and so that I can go to heaven. I want to be a part of your family. I want to accept your free gift of forgiveness and salvation. I want you to be the Lord of my life, the manager of my life. And I want to learn how to trust you and love you. And I want to know your purpose for my life. I humbly ask you to give me your salvation, the free gift of your love. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life. Connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. By the way, this month only, any gift you give will be matched by a very generous couple up to $100,000. This match is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. It brings up all these memories of family and food and gifts, but the best of all is the birth of Jesus Christ. I love it because it tells us that God is with us. So from my family to yours, here's wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.